10 a.m. W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Following criticism of her response to anti-Semitic incidents on campus and testimony at a House hearing this week, the president of the University of Pennsylvania, Liz McGill, has resigned her position today. McGill was asked this question by New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik.
Specifically calling for the genocide of Jews, does that constitute bullying or harassment?
If it is directed and severe or pervasive, it is harassment.
So the answer is yes.
It is a context-dependent decision, Congresswoman.
UPenn says McGill will remain a faculty member. There are more anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. since the Israel-Hamas war started. The Israeli military confirms a hostage rescue attempt failed this week in Gaza, and a hostage ended up dead. The Texas State Supreme Court has temporarily blocked a lower court decision, putting a hold on the state's abortion law for a woman to get an emergency abortion. Her doctor says the fetus has a fatal diagnosis. This is ABC News. A Major League Baseball star is making the leap, but not leaving Los Angeles and grabbing the biggest contract in sports history.
Baseball's biggest free agent prize ever has reportedly landed the richest athlete deal in history. On Instagram, Shohei Ohtani says he's joining the Dodgers. ESPN's Jeff Passan says the ex-Angels star is getting $700 million over 10 years. The two-time American League MVP is baseball's first-ever regular two-way player. The Japanese icon is a designated hitter and starting pitcher. After recent elbow surgery, Ohtani will hit but not pitch this coming season. Certainly didn't hurt his price tag. Joey Waller, ABC News.
All eyes on Las Vegas tonight when the Lakers and Pacers face off in the NBA's first-ever in-season tournament championship. Tonight's winner gets an $18 million prize, and then the regular NBA season games continue. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Musical Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, 3 Madison locations, and you can shop online at IgniteGlassandGifts.com. And by the Ethical Trade Company, goods for a better world, located on Madison's east side, or find them online at EthicalTradeCO.com. Let's kick off our Saturday night with a double dip of Dusty Bow. This is Ready. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Burning hot like a firestorm. Whoa. sun's gonna shine and the wind's gonna blow when you're riding. The hall and the car at the front of the line is a diamond. The guns on the side and the spurs in the hide, now we're moving. Got a train in my side and baby I ain't gonna lose it. You get that? And I hop up standing on the saddle. Gotta make this jump, but the nerve got my bones in a rattle. I make my move, but the door flies open and I see you. If it weren't for your eyes, then I would've hit you blind with a shotgun.
Maxink on Civic Media, we are local music. That is a double dip of Dusty Bow. His Bandit Ready before that. Dusty did an interview with Terry Barr a while back. You could catch that podcast at maxincradio.com. He's a nationally touring artist and he rocks. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Maxink on Civic Media, original local music until midnight. Jimmy K here. Rocker's here. Good evening, Rocker. How are you?
What's happening, Jimmy?
It's great to see you, brother. What's new?
Oh, man. It's an awesome night here. It's just so busy watching a Krampus parade going through here on State Street before.
I missed the Krampus.
You missed the Krampus?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's, all these crazy people with like horns and it's pretty nutty.
I love that.
A lot of action down on State Street tonight.
The studio here is definitely buzzing. There's a lot of stuff happening in-house tonight.
If you had
cameras, you'd be pretty impressed.
Yeah.
But Rocker, we do have a really good show tonight. What's coming up, man?
Wow, Jimmy. Tonight, Ethical Trade Company, Manuel, and they're going to be in here talking about Ethical Trade Company and what they do and how they've helped people around the world get out of the slave trade and the sex industry with products, making art. And the Brash Menagerie, Jason and Becca and Deegan are going to be in here. I have to remember all their names. They're going to be telling us about their new music. Diana Jones, she's driving in here from Milwaukee tonight. She's a guitarist, a singer-songwriter, and she's also going to be playing in the Live in the Lair coming up in March. So we'll hear all about her new stuff. And Live in the Lair, Jimmy, tonight, Elizabeth Mary with the whole band.
That's going to be great. The band's already set up and kind of pre-checked here. Elizabeth Mary's playing in another Evansville show right now.
Yeah, yeah. She's going to be racing here after she gets out of her gig. She's going to walk in, plug in, and boom, the band's going to go.
Do we have the Dane County Sheriff escort set up for Elizabeth Mary?
No, Jimmy.
Have the Civic Media helicopter on standby for Elizabeth Mary?
That's on its way.
Okay. Very good. Want to make sure. We got heavy after the Lair tonight, Rocker.
And, that's right.
We're going to talk with Else. They dropped a new EP this week, actually. And we're going to talk with the band tonight at 10:30, plus Essential Last Crack with a twist. We're playing bands from the Last Crack family tree at 11 o'clock tonight, Rocker.
Nice. I love that, Jimmy. That there are so many great bands that came out of Last Crack. And, of course, Paul Schluter is married to Elizabeth Mary. So Paul Schluter from Last Crack in the studio tonight in the lair.
And the band I'm playing tonight for Last Crack, I'll just tell you right now, is Good Morning V.
Oh,
that
yes.
Schluter was the guitarist for.
That's right. That's true. Hey, let me just tell you about a couple of shows that I think that are coming up live in the lair, Jimmy.
Okay.
We have on right before Christmas, on the 23rd, Katie Powderly coming in from the East Coast and Kelsey Miles. It's going to be two live in the lairs in one night. Kelsey is up here from Kansas City, and she's going to be recording in the studio with her band. She's going to jump out of the studio, come here, and play in the lair.
It's a double dip lair.
A double dip lair. And lots of other good stuff coming up. I mean, it's just amazing. Blame It on Kane, The Almas, The Listening Party from Milwaukee, Joe Richter, Secret Menu, the UW Mad Hatters are coming up, Kaylin Cole, Diana Jones Band, Butterbrick. I mean, the list is huge, Jimmy.
Nice. I think you can see the schedule right now at maxincradio.com. And, of course, we'll just keep on listening every week. You'll get all the details. So I got a funny story. Last night, I took the dogs out, stepped out on the deck. Dog shot out the window, and I just happened to look up in the sky, in the west sky. And there was probably about 20 bright lights in perfect line of each other. It looked like a spaceship. And I was like, what is this? You know,
UFO?
It turned out to be Starlink, the Elon Musk.
Oh, yes.
Stuffy thing. What is it, for internet or something like that?
Internet satellites, yes, that travel in a line of satellites.
It was amazing, but scary when I didn't realize what it was at first. I thought the world was coming to an end right there. I'm like, well, going to watch the dog poop for the last time. Here it comes, you know?
Wow.
It Contact. Was crazy. Have you ever seen it? Do you like it?
Well, I haven't seen it in person yet. Oh, I have seen the space station cruise over, which is more of a tiny little dot.
Right,
but
right.
I've seen videos of Starlink, though, so I know what it looks like. If I saw it, I would say, oh, there's Starlink, but I haven't had the opportunity like that the other night. I was right on the north side of Madison.
Yeah, it was my backyard. I posted a video. I only caught, like, the last couple of minutes of it. It was crazy, though, and that's how I found out it was Starlink. My buddy Allie chimed in and said, oh, that's the Elon Musk 5G.
No biggie, Jimmy. We're going to still be here tomorrow.
Put the aluminum hat on quick. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Love to hear your Starlink stories. Has it sucked the intelligence out of your brain yet? I want to know about it. Let's do some work right now. This is Embers. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
On. Clock ticks, but the hands don't move. Waiting for the bomb to drop, I stoke the fire, recall a tune. Chorus wrapped its coils around. Snake with tail untold, swallowing my memories and knowledge that I'd had before.
circle buzzing bills. Meanwhile, I'm on the ground, spinning yet remaining still. Time to rhyme or ride, swooping down and open wide. Took me in its beak and then it all went dark. Now here I am. Clockwise. Clockwise, unpinned verses, invisible eye, wind sparks embers, wind sparks embers, wind sparks embers, embers, embers.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
To hate someone who hasn't done you wrong. I wish you were a appendage and detachable. Instead of running red beneath my clothes. They are the only.
Sometimes it hurts thinking how it used to be. All those times I let you in, knowing you're no good for me. And yeah, I know we've had some good times, but when I have a little too much, it always turns into a fight. And yeah, it's true, I thought about picking you up again. There's an angel on my left, but the one on my right, saying, come on, baby, just one more night. And so I open that door, knowing damn well, tomorrow when you're gone, I'll be feeling like hell. Wondering why that taste on my lips has a hold of me. I should have put you down, you were like a disease. I've been letting you in, whiskey, my old friend. I know they say I should go and get some help, lock you up, put you away. But there's this ghost saying I got what you need. Fighting those voices, I still bring you back, right back into my reach. And so I open that door, knowing damn well, tomorrow when you're gone, I'll be feeling like hell. Wondering why that taste on my lips has a hold on me. I should have put you down. I've been letting you in, whiskey, my old friend.
Whiskey, my old friend. That's Jenna Jane on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. Jenna Jane, of course, from the Eagle, Wisconsin, Northern Wisconsin. And man, she's got a bunch of stuff happening, rocker, and you should definitely follow her on social media. She's going to have an explosive 2024, I have a feeling.
Well, and one of the things is she's going to be playing right here in the Lair. We are we're in negotiations right now.
Negotiations.
For another Lair appearance.
Jenna, hold out for the Civic Media helicopter. Hold out for it. Make it happen. Amelia Ford before that, happy now. Amelia Ford was just in the Lair not long ago. You can catch that podcast right now at maxincradio.com. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you. Terry Barr is unfortunately off again tonight, but she'll be back soon with us. KJ is in studio right now, but she's doing a special assignment. We can't tell you what that is. Top secret, Rocker.
Confidential.
We want you to be part of the show as well. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You could call or text in the Civic Media app. I want to know if you've seen Starlink. Did it freak you out as much as it freaked me out when I saw it last night? I shot a video of it on, I put it on Facebook. It was just the last second of it. You know, there was 20 times more stars in the Starlink before the video was shot.
And it moves fast.
It was fast, yeah.
I mean, you know, you'd think that would maybe be something kind of slow or, you know, the distance, but no.
So it's internet. It provides internet, correct?
Yeah,
it
provides internet to places where they, you know, they can't run wires.
Hmm.
You know, really remote areas of the world are able to get internet because of Starlink.
That's pretty cool. I mean, that's good. I mean, Elon, he's been kind of a D-bag as of late, but that's at least cool, right?
Well, I guess that's pretty cool. But then, you know, I guess there's kind of some people who worry about like, well, we're trying to, you know, use a telescope to take a picture here.
Right.
And this is causing some, you know, light noise and different things like that. So, you know.
You know the movie Encino Man? What's the guy, the guy who thawed out from the Ice Age? Can you imagine if he saw Skylink in the sky coming through and disappear and stuff? What do you think his reaction would be?
God. It's God.
He would start wheezing the juice. That's what would happen. Crazy. All right. Hey, we're going to talk with the guys from Ethical Trade Company. That's coming up next. You're listening to Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at MoveToMadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store. Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison. And online at theupsstore.com.
If the guitarist and drummer from Cheap Trick joined the singers from Fountains of Wayne and the Bangles for an epic show, would you go? Of course you would. Joey's Song is the ultimate Battle of the Bands concert featuring those artists plus members of Portugal the Man, Soul Asylum, and more. A night of cool music, auctions, meet and greets, and more, all to benefit epilepsy research. See the entire lineup and get your tickets today at joeysong.org. That's joeysong.org.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to have you all along tonight. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to catch the podcast, there's a lot of them at MaxIncRadio.com. Live in the Lair. All the interviews are busted out. Rocker has worked very hard getting the podcast up for you, and we want you to listen to MaxIncRadio.com.
That's right, Jimmy. Then there is a ton there. You can spend a lot of time. Jimmy, Ethical Trade Company is a retail store on Madison's East Side that features niche products from around the world made by artists and craftspeople who were once victims of the sex and slavery syndicates around the world. Here to tell us about Ethical Trade Company, its mission, and its goodies in its retail store is co-founder Manuel Raminger and James Ferret. Manuel, James, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you, Rocco. It's great to be back and great to be with you guys. This is a lovely place.
Is this your first time to the new studio? I thought you were here
first time in the new studio, yeah.
Welcome. That's welcome. Fun.
Well, that I know this is a great place, isn't it? State Street. It's so a buzz tonight. You know, for our listeners who may not know about Ethical Trade Company, tell us the backstory. How and why was Ethical Trade Company created?
So we started Ethical Trade Company back in 2015 as a response from us traveling overseas and meeting people in exploitative situations and wanting to help in a way that we can. We were working with NGOs or businesses that were employing them, and we wanted to, and oftentimes they're making products, and we wanted to bring those products back to the States and sell them.
So now what you guys do is you help people make crafts and products, and then you provide sort of the store that you sell them for, or you buy them from them, so you pay them, so they're getting paid. They have a way to make money, and now you're then displaying those wares to your customers here.
That's right, yeah. And that is the concept we found that worked the best. You know, you can make donations and you can give money, which is good and important. And we found that there's something really empowering when people get to do things according to their skills and get to make a living with that in communities that are normally exploited due to extreme poverty. And we found groups that were making amazing things, like James said, and needed a market. And so we buy the items at a fair price so that our partners can pay their artisans a livable wage, that they can do childcare, retirement in that community, really a holistic approach and scholarship funds so they don't succumb again to extreme poverty that then leads to exploitation.
That's an amazing story and a great cause too. So you actually get to meet the creators, right? And I guess tell us about these people that are making the products.
So I've visited a number of our partners over the years. Used to travel before COVID quite regularly, and then COVID kind of changed everything. But I've been to Nepal about 5 or 6 times, and some of our long-term partners I've got to work with. We've got to see them grow from sort of small sort of single sort of like 5 or 6 people to larger manufacturers. In fact, one of our partners is now the largest fair trade fashion house in Nepal. And it's really quite rewarding seeing them change over time. And they're often just women that have been either exploited within the sex industry or also within the forced labor market, because forced fashion or forced labor in the fashion industry is huge.
Talk about when you talk about people, they always say, you know, try to walk a mile in their shoes. I'm trying to put myself in the place of somebody that you've hired to, or that you're buying goods from, you know, where, you know, perhaps the situation that I'm in is not so great. I've been exploited or whatever, bad things have happened. But now this opportunity comes along where I can make a living and feel good about it.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. First of all, it's so difficult for us to even imagine what it's like to live in extreme poverty where you don't know where your next meal is going to come from.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? That's the first thing. The second thing is many people have had promises made to them where they were promised, hey, we're going to take your kids, we're going to give them an education, they can send money back. And then they say, oh, we traveled you, we're putting you up, you got to have to work to pay this off, which is basically the slavery that then is happening, the forced slavery. And so having an opportunity where jobs are created, I mean, we know it here in the United States as well, but jobs are created where you can actually live is absolutely incredible. We have partners in Cambodia. James, maybe you can talk a little bit about Saksam and what they do, because I think that's a wonderful story about paying 5 times the livable wage.
That's not Saksam. Saksam work in a village of Cambodia, south of Phnom Penh, where they are creating jobs in a village that is known for generational prostitution. So if your mom was a prostitute and you're a girl, then you're going to be a prostitute, and your daughters will be a prostitute, and their daughters will be a prostitute, because that is your lot in life when you're born into this village. So this company called Saksam, they've created a small manufacturing facility in that community where people can work in their own homes with sewing machines or in a centralized facility, and create income in a different way.
You're breaking the cycle,
what
you're doing.
Yeah, it's basically we're using jobs and trade to create sustainable long-term income. The problem with if we do donations is it's people become reliant upon those donations, but then they are stuck in that cycle of donations. Whereas trade and business is a much better long-term sustainable way to work out of poverty.
Absolutely. And you have to understand, being a prostitute in Cambodia does not mean you make money you can live off of.
Yeah.
So now, excuse me, do these people already possess these skills, or is it also that you teach them?
So our partners do have to teach them, because part of the other issue is once you're stuck in exploitation, especially if it's sexual exploitation, it's all you know. It's all you've ever done since you were a kid. In Nepal, most girls are trafficked between the ages of 5 and 14. So if you imagine that is all you know, what other jobs can you get when you come out of exploitation? Mm. So our partners, they do the job training. They teach them how to take care of their kids. They teach them how to like, when you're in an exploitative situation, everything is given to you or fed to you in a way that makes you dependent upon your exploiter. So these organizations and businesses, they break all of that cycle. They break it all off by training the women how to take care of themselves.
This is just an incredible mission. Tell us about the store on the east side of Madison, where it's at, and I think you have holiday hours for those last-minute kind of folks.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are next to Schenck Elementary School on the east side, 3565 Tulane Avenue. We're in the East Moreland Community Center there. It's a church that made space and rebranded and said, we love your mission. We want you to be here. So it looks like you're coming to church, but you're really coming to Ethical Trade Co. And we're open next week from Wednesday to Saturday from 11 to 5. And then the week before the Christmas holiday, we will be open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 5. And both Saturdays, we have special events going on as well.
And it's worth mentioning, our entrance is the back of the church. So if you go to Tulane Avenue, you won't see us. You've got to go round the back to Hargrove Street.
Yep. Well, tell us about some of the actual amazing products you carry. I love the coffee, and I know Terry's favorite is the unique chocolate bar selection. What kind of products do you offer there?
Well, speaking of Terry, she's always gone when we come.
So I've yet to meet her.
She told us before the show that she was mad at herself that she had to miss you guys tonight.
She's thinking of you. She's like in New York City, right?
Charlie's Angels, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But Terry, your advertisement for us is beautiful. We love you, and we brought some chocolate that you can actually enjoy. And hopefully next time we come, we will see you. But I'm getting sidetracked.
Tell us about the great products you have at the store.
Yeah, so we have anything from chocolates to coffee, all fair trade. We have bath bombs and body scrubs that are made actually here in Wisconsin. Mm. And flannel, African dresses, purses, really a wonderful array of fair trade gifts. And one thing that I would like James to talk about is our Ukrainian tableware. Mm.
Yeah, so since the middle of this year, we've been carrying plates, bowls, cups, and glasses from Ukraine. I had the privilege of going to Ukraine early this year, and I was only there for a couple of hours, because I was already in Poland, and it made such an impact on me and my understanding of long-term sort of like development of refugees that we wanted to find a partner in Ukraine that we could work with. So we have these amazing, high-quality, handmade tableware items are made using Ukrainian methods, so they look raw, but they're still safe to eat from, and they're amazing. You guys should come check those out.
And can people peruse the products on your website and shop right from the website?
Yes, ethicaltradeco.com. You can shop right there, local pickup or free delivery, free shipping over $45.
Excellent. We only got about a minute left here. Is there any like specials, especially for the holidays here? What are your holiday hours? And if people have questions, how can they connect with you?
Yes, go to our website. You can chat directly on our website with us, or you can give us a call. But normally we respond to the website faster because our phone system is a little bit funky.
Who takes calls anymore, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And our hours are Wednesday through Saturday next week from 11 to 5, and then the week before Christmas, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 5.
And then we will be shut between Christmas and New Year.
All right, so no, get your goods before Christmas.
Yes,
because you guys are on holiday after that.
Yeah, indeed.
Manuel, James, thank you so much for coming in tonight. More importantly, thank you for what you do. the cause, the cause that Ethical Trade Company is all about. It's inspiring. I think it's needed. I think more is needed in this world today. And I think I just cannot thank you enough for what you do.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Ethicaltrade.co.com. If you're going to get more information, get some goods, you're supporting a good cause. Let's do some Jake Gold right now. This is Dreamland. Feel your love on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Feel your love. running thin across the sea. I swim, but would you wait for me to bend? It's hard to see you in this bed. I'll take your pain away, but I'm just not that kind of man. Inject me with your love, cut off my head, cut off my hands, and take my pain away.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over and over and over and try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Maxing on Civic Media, we are local music. Little Red Wolf there in the middle. That's off their latest album, The Middle. It's about a year, year and a half old. They dropped that album, debuted it, live in the lair for us over at the University Avenue Studios, Rocker. Remember that?
I do remember, and you can listen to it right on our website, Jimmy.
Excellent.
MaxingRadio.com.
Thanks again to Manuel and James from Ethical Trade Company coming in and telling us. Great story, great business model. They help so many people. It's so incredible.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Ethical. Blows me away.
It really does. EthicalTradeCO.com. Great place to do your holiday shopping, and you can feel good about it too. Coming up, we have a double dip of Magic Conch. Are you a SpongeBob fan? Well, if you're a Magic Conch fan.
Only at night, Jimmy.
You probably are, you know. Jaden James. Oh, my goodness gracious. She is so awesome. You've Got This Way on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Girls, we just love to cry. With a body like this, it's no surprise. Took me too long to see you're a bad guy. You've got this way. Oh, you're
this pain.
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If the guitarist and drummer from Cheap Trick joined the singers from Fountains of Wayne and the Bangles for an epic show, would you go? Of course you would. Joey's Song is the ultimate Battle of the Bands concert featuring those artists plus members of Portugal the Man, Soul Asylum, and more. A night of cool music, auctions, meet and greets, and more, all to benefit epilepsy research. See the entire lineup and get your tickets today at joeysong.org. That's joeysong.org.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Resigning the president of the University of Pennsylvania, Liz McGill. It comes after criticism of her response to anti-Semitism.